Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Voters in Wausau can use their absentee ballot drop box again. A replacement is in place after Mayor Doug Denny removed the original one last week. The Marathon County DA says the Portage County Sheriff's Department is looking into whether Denny broke the law. How the winners are declared on election night is a mystery to many, but the leading organization that does the job says it'll be transparent about their calls. Anna Johnson is the Associated Press's Washington Bureau Chief.
As soon as we're making those key race calls, expect to see us showing our work, how we did it, what happened, what were the facts behind that. And I think that that is really, really important.
Johnson tells WISN-TV's Upfront the AP only declares winners when the outcomes are beyond a doubt. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties is gearing up for their Day of Caring. It'll happen on Saturday, October 26th. Volunteers will meet at the Grand Rapids Lions Club at 8 a.m. for a free pancake breakfast, then head out to rake leaves. You can register to volunteer at uwswac.org by October 18th. It's the time of year to make sure your vehicle is ready for colder temperatures before the snow arrives. Ready Wisconsin is reminding folks to put together their winter vehicle emergency supply kit now. You'll want to be sure you have a blanket, mittens, hats, and winter boots. An ice scraper and snow brush are essential. Flashlight, extra batteries, and jumper cables. You should have a first aid kit, multi-tool, cell phone charger, and adapter. It's also good to have water and non-perishable snacks in your vehicle. A bag of non-clumping kitty litter or sand is also recommended. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
It's time for the MLB postseason. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today to open up the best of three wildcard round. Milwaukee enters as the NL Central champion and third seed in the NL. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers are young but ready for the postseason.
It's about getting them ready. We're going to face one of the best teams in baseball, whoever it is, with a lot of firepower, with a guy on the mound that's good. You know, you can say, wow, he only had 4 days or he only had 3 days. This time of year, you can throw all that stuff out the window. It's about being ready to play, and we're going to play against somebody good. So, you know, buckle your chin strap and let's roll.
First pitch is after 4:30 p.m. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday. Kickoff this week against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. And Wisconsin football will play in back-to-back 11 a.m. games the next 2 weeks. They host Purdue this Saturday and play at Rutgers next week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky tonight and chilly with lows in the upper 30s to near 40. Little breezy tomorrow with sunshine, highs in the low 70s. Temperatures continue to climb for Thursday. More sunshine and highs in the mid-70s. Currently at 62 degrees.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious. 1 in 10 kids vape serious. Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, former Republican congressman from Illinois, Joe Walsh, will join us. Should be an interesting conversation. He'll be here at 10:30. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Mattenair on air.
Welcome to Unlabeled. Time to take a listen down memory lane like your 90s mixtape is playing in your headphones. In the next hour, we're jamming to tape 11. Tape 11, everybody. Where we are doing things a little bit different this week. This week, it's Class of 91. Some of the best of the year of 1991. Songs only released in the year of 91. This hour will feature some forgotten favorites from 91. Side A will be a mix of alternative, R&B, and a little bit of more. And our next tape will feature grunge, and pretty much that's it, because 91 was the year of grunge. Need a whole side of tape for that one. Coming up, we'll be hearing from Prince, Suzanne Vega, Lenny Kravitz, and track one takes us to one of the best of the 80s and 90s, the band In Excess. The second single from the legendary album X, one of my favorites, In Excess, would disappear. WFHR's Unlabeled, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio.
Sean's gonna rock ya.
Tom's Diner from DNA featuring the great Suzanne Vega. Tom's Diner is an a cappella song that was a surprise hit to some in 1990 when the British production band duo DNA added a beat and released the remix as a bootleg. DNA didn't ask Vega's permission, and when Suzanne first heard it, she wasn't sure if she should congratulate them or sue them. In an example of artists supporting artists and seeing the upside in a more creative approach, she decided against litigation, and her record company A&M officially released the remix along with some other bootleg recordings that had emerged, and it reached up to number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100. Nice move. Suzanne Vega wrote this song while eating breakfast at Tom's Diner on the corner of Broadway and 112th Street in New York, and if that sounds familiar, it's because Tom has another famous place in pop culture as well. It was Jerry Seinfeld's hangout in the hit sitcom Seinfeld. On the show, where it was called Monk's Cafe and sometimes Tom's, or I'm sorry, just Monk's Cafe, the Tom's was cropped out so the exterior sign just said restaurant, and the interior shots were done with TV magic on a soundstage. Now, the real question, should that song have been the Seinfeld theme song? Might have been a different show. Who knows? Coming up, we'll hear from D-Light, Boyz II Men, and UB40. Now the man in purple, Prince. A track that reached number 3 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 and number 1 on the R&B chart. Recorded at Paisley Park Studios in Minnesota. Released in November of 91. Featuring wonderful vocals from NPG member Rose Gaines. Here is Prince with the new power generation, Diamonds and Pearls. On WFHR's Unlabeled.
Everything you look for will be fine. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Join James and Southwood County Humane Society for Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Stay up to date on needs, events, and available pets. Over 100 pets have been adopted thanks to area sponsors. To learn how to help, call Ashley at 715-496-0710.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WFHR.com. Your news, just for Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR News.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research, and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WFHR.com. Your news, just for Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR News.
Talking about people, I hear the whisper. You won't believe it. They're
we be filled with satisfaction when we're done. Satisfaction of what's to come. No walls, only the bridge. My supper dish, my succotash wish.
Sing it, baby.
I couldn't ask for another.
About the groove.
Sing it.
Is in the Heart from D-Light, featuring one of my favorite rappers of all time, A Tribe Called Quest's Q-Tip, and funk legend Bootsy Collins. For the recording of this, DJ Gymtree wrote to Bootsy Collins and sent him a tape. Collins, a funk pioneer who recorded with legends like George Clinton and much of P-Funk, and one of the best players, bass players of all time. He liked it so much, he flew out there to play bass. And he not only appeared in the video, he recruited fellow funk masters Marcio Parker and Fred Wesley to play on this. Parker played sax, Wesley played trombone. Still room on the tape for UB40 and Lenny Kravitz, along with this one, Going to the City of Brotherly Love, with some of the best harmonies of the 90s. Here's Boys to Men, Motown Philly, back again, here at WFHR's Unlabeled.
Yo, fellas, y'all ready to do this?
Yeah.
and all the Philly steaks you can eat.
Back in school, we used to dream about this every day.
Could it really happen?
Or do dreams just fade away? Yeah.
Then we started singing the days and it sounds smooth.
Then we started a group and here we are, kicking it just for you.
Back again, doing a little East Coast swing. Boys and men, going home. Not too hard, not too soft. Boys, boys.
Yo, these four new jacks is real smooth boys on a hobby chip. Nate, Mike, Sean, the one, you know the mentality.
Boys,
keep flipping the gift.
My spotlight is on us now. Watch us do this. Live and direct from Philly town.
We're rapping hype and we can get down.
We are ready to roll, so now the world will know that we love.
Back in school, we used to dream about this every day.
Could it really happen?
Or do dreams just fade? So we started a group and here we are, kicking it just for you.
Back again, doing a little East Coast swing. Boys and men, going home. Not too hard, not too soft. There is only boys and men. There is only boys and men. There is only boys and men. There is only boys and men.
Now check this out, one day back in Philly, four guys wanted to sing. They came up to mess up, but what's your name?
Boys to Men.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? And then I said, all right, fellas, well, let me see what you can do. And then a smile when they won you and said, yo, Mike, check this out, see if this one moves.
Radio WFHR. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is trying again to change PFAS regulations for drinking water. Last week, the Natural Resources Board approved a request to start the process. Republican lawmakers blocked the DNR's last push for remediation steps. People in Wisconsin on the front lines against water pollution want a state program expanded. The Well Compensation Grant Program helps cover the cost of replacing wells polluted by farm runoff, but not many people who need it qualify.
Nitrate concentrations must exceed 40 parts per million. The health standard is 10 parts per million, so you'd have to have a very high nitrate concentration in your private well.
Chase Cummings is with the Dunn County Environmental Services Department. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's an increased chance of fire danger this week. The Wisconsin DNR is asking you to check the current fire danger before burning anything outside until the ground is covered in snow. Dry weather, gusty winds, and minimal chance of precipitation ahead of a strong cold front this week add to the risk for increased fire activity. Burning brush and leaf piles is the number one cause of wildfires in Wisconsin. The Marshfield Senior Health Fair happens this week. It'll take place on Friday, October 4th from 10 to 1 at the 2nd Street Community Center. You can come for free health screenings, informative talks, door prizes, and enjoy a free lunch. They'll have a guest speaker talking about senior fraud at 10:30,
And at 11:10, you can hear Aging with Humor. There's no cost, and parking will be available at the fairgrounds with a shuttle to the 2nd Street Community Center. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In Wow, Were We Ever Wrong News, many of the writers on Saturday Night Live did not think Will Ferrell was funny when he first joined the show. Ferrell recalls the early days in the new Netflix documentary Will and Harper, in which Ferrell and former Saturday Night Live writer Harper Steele take a cross-country road trip. Steele started on the show the same time Ferrell did and said the rest of the cast and writers thought Ferrell was a dud, but she just knew he wasn't. Will Ferrell got the last laugh as he went on to be an SNL favorite and star in movies like Elf and Anchorman. About every 10 years or so, Barry Williams shows up in the news and spills the tea about his fellow Brady Bunch cast members. A few years ago, he talked about his crush on his TV mom, Florence Henderson, and their innocent kiss. And now Williams is saying all the cast members hooked up. Williams, who played Greg Brady, says he hooked up with Marsha, the actors who played Peter and Jan dated, and even Bobby and Cindy dated. Relax, folks. They were step-siblings. And actors. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky tonight and chilly with lows in the upper 30s to near 40. Little breezy tomorrow with sunshine, highs in the low 70s. Temperatures continue to climb for Thursday, more sunshine and highs in the mid 70s. It's 60 right now.
And now that's a start. Is this your name or a doctor's eye chart? I try and comprehend you, but I got a dyslexic heart. I ain't dying to offend you, I've got a dyslexic heart. Oh. Thanks for the book, now my table is steady. It's a library. Between the covers, I judge you when ready. A half angel, half a tongue. I got a dyslexic heart.
I got a dyslexic.
Got a smile so bright, you know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight, you know you could have been a handle. The way you swept me off my feet, you know you could have been a boo. And baby, it's just so sweet, you know you could have been some perfume. Well, you could have been anything if you wanted to, I can take it. The way you do the things you do. Alright, the way you do the things you do. As pretty as you are, you know you could have been a flower. Your good looks were made. You know you could have been an hour. The way you stole my yard, you know you could have been a clue. And baby, you're so smart. You know you could have been a schoolboy. I can take it. The way you do the things you do. All right, the way you do the things you do. You make my life so rich. You know you could have been some money. Baby, you're so sweet. You know you could have been some honey. Well, you could have been anything that you wanted to. I can take it. The way you do the things you do. Alright, the way you do the things you do. As pretty as you are, you know you could have been a flower. Your good looks were mending. You know you could have been an hour. The way you stole my love, you know you could have been a fool. And baby, you're so smart, you know you could have been a schoolboy. Well, you could have been anything that you wanted to. I can take it. The way you do the things you do. Alright, the way you do the things you do. The way you do the things you do.
Doing an amazing job with the Temptations classic, semi-underrated band of the 90s, UB40, The Way You Do the Things You Do. Those who used to make their own mixtape or CD, remember trying to eyeball the end and figure out if you had enough room for one more song? Well, looks like we do. Feel like grooving? Let's wrap up this class of 91, the best of 91, with a song that calls back to the 70s. After all, the horn line at the end of the song was performed by Phoenix Horns from Earth, Wind, and Fire, so it got that feel for a reason. And Lenny says the song's title was inspired by the famous Yogi Berra quote. How cool is that? From his second album, Mama Said, great name, by the way, for an album, released in June of 91, and right in the heart of summer, so it makes you feel that way, especially as we're getting into other seasons here and everything. Get that feel of summer one more time from Lenny Kravitz. It ain't over till it's over. Thank you all joining us for another tape of 97.5 FM WFHR's Unlabeled.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health. Because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
They're eating the pets.
J.D. Vance has said on the air that he admitted it was all a lie.
Pat Kreitlow, words have consequences.
Of course they do. When we're talking about the incendiary remarks about immigrants, we're not talking about the fact that it was Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone who killed the bipartisan border security and immigration reform bill.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Late Show with Stephen Colbert writer and comedian Paul Mercurio joins the show. And in the second hour, Northeast Wisconsin-based comedian Rob Breckenridge joins me in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS